Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There we go. Fuck. It's the Blossoms podcast, the named after Paul. And Tom makes some pretty decent grub on a Sunday. It's the Blossoms podcast. Miles gives us five. Thank you. Josh's back to shine.
That was Silverfish. Thanks, guys. Really nice of them.
Do you know what?
They're a band from Leeds, so check them out if you want.
That would be in like a scene in The OC or something like that, that kind of tune.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, yeah.
It's cool. Like
it's quite like opening shot, beach hut. Do you know what I mean? Like we'd be sitting around and then it'd go in and be like, are you all right, mate?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Well done.
Thank you.
Should we have the OG? Miles on the decks then, wasn't he?
That was shit.
That's how you're feeling today, isn't it?
I didn't have a good sleep last night.
You jet lagged a bit, aren't you?
Jet lagged the other way. I predicted this.
Where have you been?
Marbella. Nah, I've just
Malibu.
been fucking bamboo. Bamboo till two, innit? Nah, just jet lag's a bit first world problem. Ooh, a bit hard sometimes, innit?
But we talk about first world problems before, me and Chaz. We were saying like, we flew out, luckily enough. We were very lucky and very fortunate to fly out business to LA.
Only because it was a discounted rate at the desk.
Yeah, it's usually like fucking $7,000. Wait a minute. How much did we get quoted for, though, when we looked about a couple of weeks ago?
Because
that was ridiculous.
It was $100,000.
$100,000 for the five of us.
It's obscene.
Who's doing that? I'm not.
Think about the problems you could solve and the things you could do with that amount of money.
Yeah, mad. Well, obviously, we didn't pay that. We paid a very, very...
$100,000, you know,
yeah, we paid a lot cheaper at the desk. But on the way back, we asked again, have you got any upgrades available?
Funnily enough...
Nothing, sir.
Before that, I saw six very happy fellows in front of me at the desk.
We was honestly
staring at them, I was like, why are they so happy?
We was in the queue and then six guys in front of us all upgraded. And I think it was like $500 each or something. Still a lot of money, but... Do you know what I mean?
Cheaper than the grand scheme.
Him. And then we were up. Is there anything that we've just sold the last seats, lads?
Cheers.
We were like, economy.
We all turned on each other after that.
We were saying me and Chaz had an argument.
It was quite, you
had an argument with yourself.
It was quite every man for themselves.
And I defended myself.
I think this argument's going to carry on again, isn't it? It was.
The thing is, flying's not good for anyone, is it? And like, you know, we've been fortunate enough to have fucking, you know, business
well, this
class.
Me
and it's good. But on the way back, it was in the evening.
I like the way you can't say business class.
I can't even say LA, you know.
Do
I feel
the
like
worst
I
thing is,
LA.
I was actually in first class on the way out.
Yeah. It's because you're a fucking dickhead.
Do you know what?
It was actually all right, the flight back. I think the worst part for me is the elbows.
It really ruins you. Like once you've flown in an upper class or... You know, if you've been upgraded, it
you can
really
never fly
you.
Economy again.
It just spoils the whole experience.
It does. So it's a very...
It's better than not going, though, isn't it? It's always worth it at the end. Even though I was in the fucking baggage, I'd be like, sound.
We understand it's a privilege, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But once you fly that level, it fucking ruins flying for you because you're like... I think it's more like, why can't they just make more room? I know why.
You could probably invent a way of them.
Someone's done like a two-tiered seat system, so you can get the same amount of seats in, but live flat still.
I mean, you can only that's be so, you can only be so safe on a plane. If it goes down, it goes down.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You're all in the same plane, aren't you?
Yeah. But this is what I'm saying. Do you know what? You're not asked about, like, personally. Well, I say this, but I'm not really. I'm not asked about the food or the thingy. It's just lying down.
You need to lie
just
down.
Just being able to lie down flat.
Comfortable. That's all you ask.
So going back to me, I basically didn't sleep on the way back. I had this couple, bless them, they were really nice. And there was this older lady behind me who couldn't use the touchscreen. And she couldn't sleep either because it's quite uncomfortable. She was a bit older than...
That the one with the really bad cough?
Yeah, she was coughing the whole bit ill. And she kept going like that.
On the screen.
I'm trying to sleep and I'm like that. Fuck! Look behind me like that. And she's like, dead nice.
Do you want to fucking know
I
that,
was like,
though?
I'm not going
to
say anything. But because of that, I didn't sleep. Went home, slept from midnight till 1 p.m. Had a 13-hour sleep. Bear in mind, it's a day and a half I've lost. Then the day after that, took a sleeping pill because I was like, I fucked it here. Fucked it further because I got up too early. Then today, I couldn't sleep till, last night I couldn't sleep till 4 or 5 in the morning. Like that. So it's not that bad,
jet
really.
Jet lag's a funny old game, isn't it?
It's just...
What did you say about jet lag? Did we say it on the last podcast, the LA
God's curse.
God's curse.
God's curse.
It is God's curse.
Because you shouldn't be travelling that fast, far.
I was going to say inhumane. I suppose it is to a point.
Do you know what? I overheard a lady ask one of the cabin crew on the flight home. There was a little bit of turbulence at the time. She tapped one of the cabin crew and said, how long is it going to last?
Oh, because it's scheduled.
Well, I suppose they're going to know, aren't they?
They don't know.
But I clocked the two cabin crew were talking to each other.
Oh,
and,
no.
And they decided to make a bit of a joke out of it.
Oh.
So she asked the guy, and she said, lady over there has asked how long it's going to last. And he said, just tell her 30 minutes.
Tight.
So she told her 30 minutes and the lady went, okay, I can deal with that.
Oh, that's really tight,
that's
that.
So harsh.
Hey, you got to have a laugh at work, haven't you?
That's but it's funny that to be fair, but it's tight.
Tell you who isn't jet lagged, Mr. Ogden, because he's still out there.
He's still out there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, shit. TPO in with us.
How are you, Tom?
Charlie's
I'm all right. Yeah.
That's supposed to be him.
Is that your impression of Tom?
He's doing these Jack Kerouac. He's on the road, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's on the road.
He's
on, Tom's
doing Route 60. He's got
his license and he's on the road.
I spoke to him. I FaceTiming yesterday. I was in Stockport Town Centre.
How was he?
He was at the Grand Canyon.
Cheers.
I was like, nice.
You know, Merseyway is quite like the Grand Canyon, isn't it?
Desolate wasteland.
Doesn't smell very grand.
Fucking
hell. Cheer me up there. So I was in a mood until press record.
We had a false start before. Didn't we?
Yeah, we did have a false start.
We had a few technical issues. I thought we'd come in and do a podcast without TPO, without the boss man, without the leader of the pack.
No one's going to listen now.
I know, yeah.
The dictator.
Everything's gone. Like,
what other names can we call him that'll annoy him?
Yeah, he hates it if you call him like anything to
Thomas.
Do like boss, leader.
Thomas. Oggy.
That's his old school one, isn't it?
Oggy was like,
I don't know. I don't know how he feels about that because I naturally just call him that sometimes from years gone by.
Yeah, Oggy.
He's told me that he really don't like it. He hasn't really.
Took it back straight
no,
away.
No, because I felt bad. Yeah.
Right, anyway, I thought we'd go through, because we haven't really done, so this episode is going to be mainly fan questions that they've sent to the email. What's that email, Miles?
blossomspodcast@gmail.com.
We've got an email from someone which I think everyone might find a bit interesting.
Okay, please.
It's from Joe Evans, and it starts off saying, hi, from one ADHD Joe to another, my guy. Might be a Joe thing. No, it's not. Actually, Joe Light is not ADHD at all.
No.
It says, big fan of the podcast, guys. Another great series. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Wanted to email sooner, but I've been waiting on a replacement laptop after I gobbed coffee over my last one laughing at Tom Pisshands.
Oh. Sorry that you broke your laptop.
Yeah, that is bad. We take no responsibility for broken laptops or electrical goods. It dawned on me recently that the podcast doesn't have an unofficial official beer sponsor.
Oh, right, okay.
And I reckon I'm just the man. As a Blossoms fan, cooking enthusiast, and lifelong Man City fan, fucking hell, this guy sounds good. It's not me who's emailed this, by the way.
God, I was liking him until the last part.
Careful.
Send your emails to blossomsbusinesschat@gmail.com.
But he said, anyway, I'm first in line. Mixing the fact that I work for the greatest lager on the market right now, and no, it's not Stella.
Who is it?
And I think we're onto a winner. So how about I unofficially sponsor the podcast
with... Please don't say Madri.
Asahi. Ooh. Well, it's a good tickle. It's a cool. I'd like to point out Manchester City.
Yeah, they're
sponsored by Asahi.
Yeah.
Used to be Heineken, didn't it?
He's also said, I say unofficially because I don't know if I'm allowed to do this.
Has he just got a crate at home?
So he breaks his laptop, now he's going to lose his job.
But I really am suggesting is I throw you some delightful Asahi Superdry for you to enjoy at Blossoms HQ. In return, well, nothing really. I just thought it'd be cool. Fancy it.
That'd be lovely.
Cheers.
Send him the address.
How
come
nice
in.
Is that?
That's really sweet, though. You know what, Joe?
Joe Evans, yeah.
Joe's.
I think we'd all agree we'd love some merchandise as well.
A couple of t-shirts would be nice.
It's something Josh would love. It's a Asahi cap.
It's a cap. I'm all about the caps.
Yeah.
No cap.
We'll get in touch with Joe. Thanks very much for that email.
Asahi dry.
Yeah, super dry, isn't it? Yeah. Hope it's not super dry.
What? A jacket with 17 zips on it.
That's your kind of gear, isn't it?
Fucking you, fuck off. Doctor Who.
Yeah, I'll take this.
Do the Doctor Who look, though. Put the scarf over.
That's boss.
Say something down the mic so
there. Chaz, you're giving off George Michael vibes at the moment, you know. I think it's the look, like the side eye. Do you know
George
what I mean?
I'm into
that's,
that.
That's not bad.
No, that's a compliment.
No, he's just bullshit.
He looks a bit like no, look, I look get, that
I,
way.
I know what he's saying.
Look, 5 o'clock. No, look, 5 o'clock, not at me. Bloody hell.
I can
careful.
See
5 o'clock down.
I see what he's saying.
No, 5 o'clock, that way.
He works.
Like, you know,
George Michael was also born the same day as me.
Was he?
There you go. Sherry Burf do with George Michael? That's cool as fuck.
Along with Ricky Gervais.
Do you know why Sherry Burf do with?
Whom?
Paul Dickoff. Hero. I love you, Paul Dickoff.
Paul Dickoff.
What a guy. Has anyone else got any questions? There's one here from Rob, and he says, please, please, please do a collaboration with CMUT.
Oh, I saw that email.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It is interesting.
When you should say that.
I think we'll skirt over that. Like we're actually going watching her tonight. She's playing Manchester tonight. She's on tour at the moment. If you haven't already seen her, 100% go and watch her. She's she's my favourite artist this year, 100%.
She is really good.
Yeah, unbelievable.
She's unreal. If anyone got the chance to see her on Graham Norton a couple of weeks ago, she's phenomenal.
Did I mention that?
You cried.
Yeah, I was about to mention. I think we have mentioned that.
Great band behind
just saw her last December and just I don't listen to lyrics either, so it didn't really make any sense. It was the tonal force that really struck a chord within me and made me go like that.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I've got a questionnaire.
Go on.
If you don't mind me.
Please.
You can go to the toilet if you want. Shit.
And it says one for Charlie, so I thought, you know, I'll just pick it out.
Yeah, click on that.
Hey, it's from Eric Harris. Hope you're well. What was your bass playing experience like before Blossoms? Was it jazz band at school or something like that?
Just staff asking. Show.
Because as a bass player, my ears are drawn to it and I love to know how it came about. Bonus question, what's your favourite bass part on the new album?
Oh, nice. That's nice.
Well, he's right with the jazz band thing, wasn't he?
It wasn't necessarily a jazz band. It was
school
a
band.
School band. It was led by a guy called Richard Rigall and I was in it from like year 7 to 11. And I used to spend all my lunch hours and before school, after school, playing in the band.
Kimp.
And he used to get me out of a few lessons as well. So
three quarter neck squire.
Bringing that to my attention, mate. And bonus question, what's your favourite bass part on the new album? Well, what would you say?
I like Gary, you know. Is it this album we're talking about that is like?
I think it's the album that's out.
Oh, right.
Because obviously they won't have heard.
On,
I'd say so. Well, let's do Ribbon Around the Bomb.
Ribbon Around the Bomb, yeah.
And then we'll say the new one, just to cover both
Sulking
bases.
Sulking Poet's good, isn't it?
Sulking Poets.
It's funny.
It's funny. It's quite pub.
Can't remember
pub rock.
I do like it when the snare comes in there, though.
And then on the new record, or the tracks we've got for the new record, I'd probably say Gary.
Yeah, it's great, great bass line.
Nightclub.
So thanks, Eric. Moving on.
Nightclub is good.
Someone called out my how much I pop up on there for you page, not as me, but as liking things.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
You know, all the stupid reels and shit like that, which I get all the time. Someone will send me a reel, then go, oh, never mind, you've already liked it. And it'll just be like someone falling off a skateboard or something. So I appreciate that. Alex Gaffney, thank you.
I've got another one here. George Edwards. Hi, lads. Massive fan. Been listening since the release of Charlemagne. First saw you in Brighton at Concord 2 and I took a picture of Josh with my flash and it blinded him.
I saw that, yeah.
Sorry.
Is that true?
Yeah, I can't remember it. Maybe it's because of the flash. I don't know.
Just flashed
it. Erased my memory.
Like Men in Black.
Yeah.
My question is, you previously talked about wanting to collab with another band, like rappers, and collaborate with each other. What band would you love to collaborate with on a tune or a whole album? Big love. Can't wait to see you, Wimshaw George. Nice one, George. Thanks for buying Wimshaw tickets first.
Thank you. Apparently, we didn't even realise this, but MGMT were watching us, weren't they?
They were. Oh, yeah.
Well, do you not know this? In America?
I think it was...
Darker Waves.
Fuck off.
I'd love to do something with them.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, they watched the full set.
Yeah.
Side stage.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I didn't know. The support band from our...
Benches,
by the way, fucking great.
The lads from Benches, we were watching Echo and the Bunnymen, and they just came over and said MGMT were watching the full set.
Fuck off. Stage,
yeah. I don't know if it was Andrew. I think
fucking
it was
Ben
Goldwasser, not Van Wingarden.
But in answer to the question, I'd love to do something with them.
Yeah,
that'd be amazing. Like,
even fucking little remix, you know what I mean?
Do you know what? I honestly, the band, the sort of, I don't want to, not, it's not really big headed, but the band we are, we don't really have. I don't think we've got we wouldn't work with them. I think we'd work with literally anyone. I don't think there's people we wouldn't work with, really.
I still think Dr. Dre, man.
Oh, that'd be fucking unreal.
Dre would be amazing.
That's what I mean. I don't think there's anyone we'd go, oh no. I think we like, if you've got to a certain level doing music, even if you're not at a level, do you know what I mean? Like, you've got something to say and you've got something different to add. Do you know what I mean? Even if you're the same band, sometimes you'll do a different way and a different approach.
It's just different ears, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So I think I'd be open to fucking work with anyone.
That's why you work, why you work with a producer. You
I was
going to
say, hence why we've worked with or we've collabed with people like Mel C to
Rick.
To Rick Astley, do you know what I mean? To like everyone, really.
It's just a laugh as well at the end
of
the day.
Yeah, of course it is. Making music, aren't you? It's all for fun. That's why we, because I really like political bands, and I like bands that stand for things and say things, but I also think it's equally as important to have bands that don't do stuff like that. And
it's like an escape.
It's in a form of escape and away from that. I think it's really good to have them bands to speak about things and use the platform, but I also think it's equally as important to have
places
bands
of bliss.
Yeah, who can get away from things and don't have to think about things like that. So, this anyone else got anything?
This is quite a funny one.
You got it?
It's by Aaron Owen. He says, me again. A spark of real genius came after my first email and more wine. Josh on remand.
On remand?
So this is a segment he's come up with. Josh on remand. Josh reviews UK detention centres. During his time spent in custody whilst awaiting trial for various offences.
Josh on remand.
That's Miles, good, you're not pleased with that one?
I was just daydreaming.
Miles didn't know what that means.
No, I was thinking about, I don't have any of the plugins, so I was trying to think how to like master this. Shout out to USB pens in America. I'll do one, because I'm here now, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm just going to go like this.
Oh, I love when you do it like pre-do it. I've got one if you want me to do one in the meantime.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay. Okay. Is this off your new album? My old man showed me this the other day and said it sounded like a Blossom song.
Oh, I've seen this. It's good. I started playing this video and Sophia started singing along and knew it. See if you used
Paddington
it.
Paddington Bear, allegedly, but I ain't got it.
No, it's not Paddington Bear.
Is it not? I ain't got Wi-Fi, so it's not going to work. It does. Oh, no, it says the Paddington Peas intro theme song.
I started playing it last night because I was going through the emails for this podcast and Sophia started singing it. I was going, how the fuck do you know what this is? I was like, how old are you, Sophia?
Probably from back in the day, wasn't it?
It does sound like one of our tunes, or it's Boss.
Connected to the internet. Right, okay, we're on.
Yeah, we're on.
Here we go.
Advert.
Come on.
You've got fairly impatient thumbs. Is it just your thumbs that are impatient?
It's everything.
You reckon that'll be the album, the podcast title?
Impatient thumbs.
Impatient thumbs with fans.
Can be. Right.
In your own time, mate.
Fucking well at home time.
Down at the bottom of the garden, among the birds in the field.
Fucking sick, that, isn't it?
A good idea.
It's Joe.
That's Boss. <Fox. laughs>
They
call the
Paddington Bees. That's it, mum. There's creepy black
eyed things. That sounds
like that drum roll sounds like one of the tunes you've just done.
Yeah, it's nice that.
It's good, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Your dad, what's his name? Or her name?
I've got off it now.
No.
Louis Sweeney.
Matt Leyland said, I saw you guys in the early days at Bungalow Club in Stockport.
Wow.
Sadly no longer there.
Sadly not.
Long time
he said,
ago.
Great gig, and I loved that tune, Lava. Any chance of a live version?
Maybe not.
Lava was a good tune, Lava. Can you get it anywhere?
Is that
online?
Released? I don't even think it's released.
No, I don't think it... Wait, it's released... We're sounding like fucking well indie now. It's released on a 6-inch vinyl in Japan.
6-inch?
Actually,
seven inch. There's no 6-inch vinyl.
Hey, yo, that's harsh.
Talk
that,
about
isn't it?
Fucking, talk about something else, though. Jesus Christ. Do you know
where,
I've never
where have
heard,
got that from?
Do you know
why?
I've never that's heard mad. That fucking version because we got fucked over by some cunt. Like I've never heard that version, and it's been released in Japan.
We actually did get fucked. We've never told that. Maybe we should save that story for when we have Tom.
Yeah,
as well,
yeah, it's a bit depressing anyway.
Is it not? But I think it's
good to raise awareness.
We said that we'd fucking be just in this series of the podcast, we'd be just door open, just honest every time. We will talk about that, and we'll talk about it next podcast.
But now here's Lava with Joss Dewhurst.
Yeah, go on, yeah, boss, I love this. And this is for Matt Leyland.
Sorry.
I think I preferred it before.
432 hertz, man. That's the vibe, innit?
Let me just get a plectrum.
Well, we're playing Lava.
Yeah.
Lava, 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 lava. Come on, Chaz. Remember that? No? Thought someone was gonna sing. So yeah,
cheers.
Good times, good songs, good friends.
Oh, I've got a really really nice one. Yeah.
I walked past there the other day and just the Bungalow Club wasn't there.
Oh, I've got a really really nice one here from Chaz. I'm like dyslexic as fuck. It's Katie. How would you pronounce the second name? I don't want to offend anyone. That's all.
Smith.
Katie Pen.
Fucking good for you.
Oh shit.
Katie Penrice.
Penrice.
Penrice. Penrice, I think it is. Penrice.
Do you want to read it out or do you want me to?
Read it out if you want.
Yeah, you read it out, man. It proper got me this. Really cute.
Okay.
You got it?
He's sitting comfortably. Hello, lads. Hope you're all keeping well. My parents are huge fans. I think their first gig of yours was Victoria Warehouse. They were so cold after the gig they shared a mushroom pizza.
First of all, I was like, I've never done that before. I've never been cold and thought, I need a mushroom pizza. But
that's nice.
The emails, that's what I mean. I thought, that's a cute little thing, isn't it? Just sharing a little pizza because you're freezing afterwards.
Anyways, fast forward a few years and we saw you at the AO Arena in Manchester. And we especially loved hearing you play Care For. So much so that we played it every Friday night in the kitchen during my summer before I started uni at our 3-man kitchen parties.
Oh.
That's really lovely, that, isn't it?
Cute, that, isn't
it? Nice, that.
They played it one last time when they dropped me off at uni, brackets, very emotional, and then cried on the car ride home to it without me.
Jesus Christ. Well, that's ruined my day.
Got the song name tattooed on me after seeing your TikTok about one and have seen you twice since then, both magical nights. Brackets, was in the toilet when you played it at the Killers, was slightly gutted. Thanks for the lovely memories, lads. You have no clue how much you mean to us. Apologies for the soppiness.
Oh honestly, nice. I read that, I was like, fucking hell.
Well, no apologies necessary. We love things like that.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Is that?
That's why we do it.
It's mad, you know, when I was thinking this, though, you know, when we're in the studio and you're like talking about like a fucking, what the snare should sound like, or you don't ever think, do you know what? This is going to go out there and like potentially like people are going to listen to it and like with the families and like make like memories with the family. Because I've got tunes in my family. Do you know what I mean? There's like,
yeah.
Mm. But it's weird, isn't it? When you're in the studio, you never really think about it, but like... What? What?
No, I was just about to say, do you reckon any of our tunes been used for someone's funeral? And then I imagined me going down to Charlemagne and it being the peddling. Well, you know, like mine, just got that. It's like a cat. I made myself laugh. Sorry, really inappropriate.
Miles laughing at his own funeral.
Just going back to Katie Penrice. Oh, thanks so much for that email, because
it's really nice. That
very nice.
Struck a chord.
And I do
agree. B9.
It's a very it's an emotional arrangement.
Yeah.
I've got another one here. It says, cue for the fan bit from Emma Truman.
Yeah.
Hi, lads.
Never lies.
Not true woman.
Oh, yeah.
It says, hi, lads. I'm currently going through a breakup after a 6-year relationship.
Oh, dear.
It's a heavy one. So to-do list is extremely relatable right now. First of all, breakups are hard, aren't they?
They are.
Do you know what I mean? They're heavy. So keep going, Emma.
Yeah.
Gets easier. Mm-hmm. Just wondering what music helped you to get through a breakup. We broke up on good terms, but obviously still sucks after being so long together. Love the pod. Love you guys. Excited for more music. Well,
it's good that it's on good terms at least.
Yeah. Always keep it amicable if you can.
No animosity.
Music wise, I think it's such a personal thing.
Do you go? You go for two ways, don't you? You either go for upbeat.
There's only two ends of the spectrum, and these like
banging tunes, or you go for melancholy. I want to cry every night.
That's me.
Radio.
Do you? Yeah, you're
that's
the crier.
Yeah,
you're the crier. I'm the Smiths. I go for melancholy
that gets
tunes.
Everything doesn't it?
Depressing lyrics. Do you know what I mean? That's me.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Breakups are really hard. What about you, Miles? Because I find this interesting because you don't listen to lyrics at all.
No.
Like you don't even like when we rehearsed the other day and you wanted to sing Charlemagne instead of Tom, which we'll never ever release. We didn't even record it. But what was Tom's on the keys? Was he?
I don't know.
We all swapped.
We're supposed to
instruments.
Tom was on guitar.
Yeah,
for a really serious few gigs, and then we all swapped. I just don't really listen to anything, as you probably know. But lyrics for me, I have to really focus on them. To actually take them in, because I'm listening to all the background stuff where I play keys, you know what I mean? I like producing, you know what I mean? But it's true. I don't listen to fucking words. But when I do, I'm like, this all makes sense now.
Has anyone else got any emails or anything? I feel like I'm just reading more. But
I've not got an email, but I read my first book in Braille on the flight home from LA.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It was a moment where I could really feel that something bad was going to happen.
Has anyone else got a... come on, Josh, pick one. You've not read any out yet.
Josh, you read a couple out.
I have. I've read stuff out.
I think that was long enough, isn't it?
Oh, here we go.
Fuck off, you.
Sorry. Josh, can you find that one?
Oh, yeah, I saw that one before. Yeah, I saw this one.
Passing the phone, but...
I had great difficulty earlier getting into this bloody account, this email account, and it kept logging me out.
It was like playing fucking bingo, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was annoying. Hi, Blossoms. This is from Hannah. That just says Hannah. Hope you're all good. I'm loving the podcast episodes. Thank you.
Thank you.
I thought I'd share with you the time I served Josh and Charlie while on a shift at work.
Sorry about that.
I used to work at Waterstones on Deansgate in Manchester. Josh came to the till with a book to buy and Charlie was with him. I had a lovely chat with Josh and told him I love Blossoms, Blossoms Music and Pubcast. Thank you very much.
Elvis.
I can remember listening to it on daily walks during lockdown. It made me laugh and brought me a lot of joy during a very lonely time for me.
Aww,
and many
nice.
Others, of course. That's nice.
Really nice.
I can't remember what book Josh bought, neither can I. I think it was a Penguin Modern Classic, the ones with the teal and white covers.
That's very you.
Yeah, I don't even really read, to be honest. But, sweet. do any of the band like to read? Tom, particularly, Chaz, you read a lot, don't you?
I like to read.
Joe reads.
Me, Joe and Tom, probably.
Yeah, me and Miles, yeah. We don't particularly read.
I read my first book... like a couple of months ago.
Oh shit, you did that thing because I said you should this came about. I was like you were struggling to sleep and I said, you know what? What really helped me was
fucking was it
not watching like TV before bed, reading before bed.
It's going back to wind down. Back to, like, I don't listen to lyrics, I don't read, I don't really like language. I can't communicate very well. I've had to fucking mask my socialising through whatever this is. Seems to be working well. But yeah, I've never read a book.
Never read a book. Do you know what? I think...
No, I did read a book. I read a book not long ago and I said it was a puppy training book.
Yeah, but what you did was quite genius because you struggled to read,
that was
don't
it.
You?
Yeah, this was it. I put a podcast on that was reading the book as I was reading it and it was quite... I mean, it was
put the audio book, not a podcast. Yeah,
sorry, visual audio. And audio.
Yeah, it was a bit fuzzbuzz, wasn't it? But it was like I had like a little like teacher that was reading for me. It was a good...
It's heartbreaking,
really,
that, isn't it? So he put the audio book on and had it in front of him.
No, but I've started doing it when I'm watching telly as well. Watching subtitles. Yeah, I put subtitles on and I'm like, oh, I know what they're saying now.
Have you tried reading a book without that now?
No, I'm not interested. Read that because I needed to.
Do you know what? I can't read fiction. I really struggle to read fiction. Apart from, this is weird, Roald Dahl. I can read Roald Dahl fiction, but if I read anyone else, I always go off on one.
Quentin Blake that did the illustrations.
Yeah. But I always go off on one. I always like go like, you know, if they say something like lived in a house, I start thinking about the house more. I think Roald Dahl goes into enough detail for me to just forget about whatever he said. Yeah. And I can carry on reading.
My dad refuses to read books because it thinks it makes him out of breath.
You know what? In what way?
I get that.
It makes him out of breath in his head.
I get that. You know what? I get that. That's watching people sing in live videos, it makes I start going. Because like, I'm
you,
fucking like.
Have you? Have we picked? We need to pick a film for you, actually, don't we? For when Tom's back.
Yeah.
Oh man, come on, go on get on the classics list, and we'll pick it now, and we'll just.
Let's have a look. Fucking hell!
Come on, man, you're watching some classic films. We'll pick a good one for you.
Let's have a look.
Do you know what I mean? You're getting like an education.
What's your favourite film, Josh?
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Tenacious D.
No, I can't think of the top of my head.
Have you seen the Pineapple Have you seen Superbad? You've seen Superbad,
yeah,
haven't you?
That's great. Oh, there's a couple of things that I've written down when we're in America that we wanted to talk about on the podcast.
Okay, boss.
And then we'll get to the...
Do you reckon we should save them for Tom? Or...
It's up to you. Mine just says here, I used to be scared of Mockingbird by Eminem because that really made you laugh.
Tom went there. So on the way to the airport, on the way home.
Yeah. It was on the radio, like, wasn't it?
Josh went, this...
He used to scare me. He used to creep me out.
I know what he's saying, though.
Yeah, there is tunes, isn't there, when you're younger that like scare you a little bit.
Like spooky.
Well, there used to be one of our tunes that you used to feel like you were falling down a well.
Goodbye.
I wonder if them tunes on YouTube and that.
Maybe.
No.
You're going to do the scroller. You're going to pick one that you look like look of.
I think you should randomly do it. Spin your phone and go like that and pick one. It's the best way.
Wait a second.
What is it?
7.
Oh yeah.
Ooh. Fucking hell.
What is it?
Heavy. Morgan Freeman. Brad Pitt. Very good film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking
psychological
fairs.
Thriller.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get ready for a really, really in-depth, interesting review.
I think you'll like it. It's very dark.
Do you know what? Have you seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No.
I think you should watch
that's
that.
That's a great one to watch.
Because
we
just
always do
in Hollywood. Just been,
yeah.
Once, I think you'll
once
relate
upon
to
a time
a lot
in Hollywood.
We watched that. What did we watch it on? It's on Amazon. It's like £3 to rent.
We watched it whilst we were there.
We watched it while we were there one night, didn't we? We got meme.
Yeah.
I went on a hike to the Hollywood
that'd
sign.
Be, that'd be cosy because we'd just been.
That Hollywood sign hike was amazing, by the way. I shouldn't call it a hike. It wasn't really. It was a walk. They call hikes in America the things that are just walks. That's, do you know what does my fucking head in? Americans called hikes. Because they don't walk anywhere. It's mad. In LA, like when you look on like a map, it'll be like a
3 minute
drive. You look on the walk, it's like
6.5 hours.
It's fucking mad. Yeah. It's bizarre. It's so, it's very, very strange place, LA. Great place, but very strange. I get the whole like La La Land, and there's a vibe there, isn't there, that you can't,
yeah,
that isn't in any other city.
Oh yeah.
That's like,
it's crazy.
It's
yeah,
like a magical, yeah, crazy.
Some guy walked into a coffee shop and said, right, Steve Irwin. And I was like, no, he's not with us anymore, unfortunately. And he went, oh shit, you're English. I was like, yeah, I am. Then he went out, gave me a fist bump, came back in 5 minutes later and went, I'm an aspiring rapper, here's my Instagram. And I was like, why? That's LA.
That's the summary of LA.
I've got another question from Sam Miller. Hi guys, love the pod.
Thank
One of my
you.
Favourite bands of all time is Stereophonics. Quick side note. Actually, we're there. Mainly because Kelly Jones is an incredible singer who doesn't get enough credit, in my opinion.
No, yeah.
But I was going to say, Kelly Jones was very, very complimentary of you and your bass playing.
It was.
Who's that?
Said your hand was like a spider up and down that neck.
It was, yeah. I remember that's what he did said, and I was, I was very pleased with that because I'm a fan of the Phonics as well.
Well, you fucking sat there,
it's
man.
Class that, you know. Teddy bear all. He then goes to say, which frontmen slash women do you think are under the radar and should receive more praise? Keep up the good work. From a fellow blue.
Do you know I fucking really enjoyed Darker Waves? Cardigans, you know.
Oh,
Cardigans.
Yeah.
She's fucking boss.
So do you think
brilliant
that's a,
song.
That's a band.
She was charismatic as fuck. I mean, we all know the Cardigans and who they are and that, but I just never thought about them for ages.
Yeah. That's
but
a good one.
They were there. Cardigans, boss.
Ace.
You watched the B-52s, didn't you?
Unreal. Yeah, yeah. I feel like they get enough credit, though. Mm. Like,
they're fucking mad, aren't they?
Just because everyone knows, like, the great live show, funny... Yeah. Just very charismatic, very amazing, like just a great band to watch. Yeah, unreal. I think I'm trying to think of bands who actually think of. I suppose it's not really about bands; it's more which frontmen slash women do you think go under the radar?
What does under the radar mean?
Like not as well,
like underrated kind.
Like for example, Kelly Jones that he's saying from Stereophonics, he's never really regarded as being like one of them frontmen, but he's obviously unbelievable voice and he's a good frontman. He holds a crowd, doesn't he? Well, it's a good example of it. But I can't really think of any who were jumping out completely straight away. There's different reasons. Like you say, James Skelly from The Coral, he's very like mysterious. Do you know what I mean? But like he just has it on stage. He like looks cool, but he's not like out there. He's not going to be like your Liam Gallagher, for example, is he? And, like,
yeah,
be all up front.
Dark horse.
Our man, fucking Rick's boss, isn't he?
Yeah. Rick Astley.
Rick's boss, isn't he?
Rick's a great front man. Holds a crowd.
Yeah,
palm
Rick,
his
really
hand.
Well.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Who else is there?
Tom Ogden.
TPO.
I think TPO is a very, very good frontman, to be honest.
Thom.
Love our Thom, don't we?
Thom.
Should we do one more?
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Pick between Joe or... We'll just pick a random one. Let me pick another one.
You've been listening to...
Wait there. Yeah. Lucy Caddick.
Lucy Caddick.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I would like to ask, who is the second best player of each of the band's musical instruments? Love that.
What?
Second best player of each of the...
So I think, like, she's presumed that we're all the best at our instruments we play. Well, that's probably not... Like, I'm probably the second best on drums after Josh.
I don't know.
He's the second. You put yourself second. Fuck you, put yourself.
He's
you're
improved
shit on drums.
I have improved, to be fair.
He's improved a lot.
You're shy on drums.
I'm not shit. I'm not very good at times.
I'd say Miles' second best bass player.
Really?
So, like, so after,
yeah, I'd say that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you reckon?
You're good.
Oh,
you're good
on do you know what?
I'm good, baby.
Come here. So you first. Yeah, I'll do it, yeah.
Fuck you.
I used to play bass, bit shit. Still shit.
No, you're good. This is people may not know, probably have said it before, but on the negative YouTube comment jingle, that's you on the bass.
It is?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well done.
So Josh.
I'd say in the spirit of the question, Josh is a really good drummer.
Thank you. Good drummer.
So I'd say Josh drums.
Your first instrument as well.
Miles bass.
That was my first instrument.
Josh drums, Miles bass, Tom keys, Charlie vocals.
I'll take that. Yeah, vocals, yeah.
You're bass at guitar,
you're really good
though.
At guitar as well.
You're really good at guitar.
No.
But I just mean in the spirit of like swapping equally, I'd say
I'm all right on guitar. Like I can do the odd part and I can play rhythm all right.
You hold great rhythm.
Rhythm's good.
You've got a very, very good voice though.
Thank you.
I was with Seema actually yesterday.
Yeah.
Name drop. And she was saying...
That was office that looked to the camera then.
Yeah, no, it's Brent on it. She was saying how good your voice was.
You really? Debuted your first solo motif.
Oh, shit,
in LA,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah. Fuck.
Taking the verse.
Taking the verse.
Taking Finlay's part, aren't you?
Yeah.
Charlie's going to start singing Finlay's part, which is really good. Sounds boss.
That's why I had a sore throat 3 days after, wasn't it?
Pat your head, rub your belly, because the bass line's
tricky. It's like
syncopated.
It's triplets, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'll get that, though.
I'll get it, but I was thrown in the deep end, but thanks, guys. Joe, what's your instrument?
Oh, shit. I don't play
bongos.
I don't really play instruments. I can play three chords on the guitar.
The cajon.
I can play
the doob.
I can play a few Oasis tunes on guitar, but I'm not fucking saying guitar because that's rhythm guitar.
You're a solid drummer, aren't you? That's your thing, innit?
Do you know what? I always say this when like interviews I've done before. I don't really count myself as a musician. I count myself as someone in a band. I don't want to be a musician. If I weren't in this band, I wouldn't be in a band.
I don't
want to be.
No.
I want to be in this band.
That's a nice thought, actually.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't...
loyalty.
Might try and drive you out.
Yeah, no, I love playing music. I love playing drums.
No, you're fucking. You are a musician.
You are a musician.
No, and I'm saying not, this on I'm fucking
not,
camera. You
I'm
dickhead.
I'm not saying this. I'm not saying this for that sort of thing because I know what I mean. I am, and I play an instrument and I play well. But I'm saying I really like just being in this band. Like if this band stopped tomorrow,
I wouldn't
try and be in another band playing drums. I wouldn't want to be. It'd be. It's not me at all.
What about our little? What about me and you in that little fucking?
Well, no,
side
me
project
and you doing a doing fucking. Me and Miles, what I do, like drum and bass.
And then me and you. Then me and you.
You've got one with Wolf, haven't you?
With Wolfie. I've got one with everyone.
I've said it for fucking years. I was like, I really want to do a drum and bass thing, me and Miles. Really badly.
Yeah.
Well, we'd have to get you actually on bass, wouldn't we, I suppose?
No. Get the second best one.
Me and Jazz. Jazz, we'd do Muzak, wouldn't we?
Sorry.
Proper elevator music.
Yeah.
That is the Lucy in Brummer name was. She said
that was a good question, though.
Good question, though, yeah.
In the end, she's actually put an example. I don't know why I didn't read this out. She said, assuming Joey's the best at playing drums. Assumed wrong.
Different style.
No. It's a completely different style. You are very, very good, though.
Thank you.
A very, very good drummer. She said in brackets at the end, huge fan. Have seen you guys live in the UK, Ireland, France, Netherlands. Hoping to make a US gig one day.
Nice.
Thanks very much. You'll be very, very disappointed. Josh liked that one, didn't he? Like the 50s. He's quite boxing.
That's fish, isn't it?
And now entered in the ring. I love them fish. I always draw them fish. You're done, aren't you?
Yeah.
Look, do you know what? If you wanted to hear more and you like this podcast, blame fucking Miles for cutting it short.
Also, thank me for it.
Thanks for the. No.
What?
No, wait. I got caught.
What are you saying? Chaz, speak.
I just want to thank everyone for sending all the questions in.
Thank you all for sending all the questions in.
What's the question email again, Miles?
Blossomspodcast@gmail.com.
Live at the email cast.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Sorry, we jet lagged.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.